welcome, everybody. This is Psychics Blog Gone Wild.
Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is Psychics Gone Wild. For those of you tuning in tonight, this is a fun entertainment show who's also live psychics, real individuals, who we talk about those subjects that other people want to go around but often sometimes get a little bit wild or awkward or different about. That's the name, Psychics Gone Wild. So get ready to go a little wild with me. I am Jethro Smith. I am a born with a gift psychic. I was very fortunate for me that I had teachers who taught me along the way. At 8 years old, I had an experience where I drowned, and they revived me, and when they brought me back from the pool, I was able to hear and sense with my guides. So those of you that are tuning in understand I had been born with a gift in the fact that I was able to see or sense things, but I wasn't able to really tune it in. The drowning amplified things, and then later on with teachers that came into my life, three teachers, those of you who've read Living in the Psychic Realm know about, they helped me. Meg was my first teacher. At a young age, she helped teach me how to meditate, how to sit down, raise energy, and look at protections, and know that using faith, the prayers, the light, really not only was real, but the supernatural was able to bring that into it. So thus, Meg passed, and if she went over to the other side, she had already predicted another teacher who would come to me. That person came to me, Abby, who taught me how to use different tools and put a lot of strength into enjoying this, to be like a child inside, to look at the wonderment of it, and to never, as adults and other individuals do in their life, to look at everything on one way, to be able to open dimensions, to keep an open mind. She also really heightened my gift to sharpen it, to be able to control with it, and through breathing, meditation, other exercises, those things I teach individuals, you were able to work with it. She also, at that point, knew that I was coming into puberty, let me know that she was going to be going, and she, my third teacher came in. At that point, a male teacher, Vic, came in. He was able to work with me and show me not only discipline, but also be able to put forth a lot of positive answers to a lot of questions. He taught me the power. He taught me the discipline. He taught me that it was real. He put this effort forth. We did a lot of, not only I say hands-on exercises, but obviously a lot of life path. And he was very much into this has to be done, that has to be done, and over until it was done right. Thus the discipline. The next thing is, as those of you who have read my books understand, and as we're getting into this, those are the things we want to talk about. Now, this is the exciting thing tonight. We're going to talk about Jupiter, and I want all of you guys that are getting involved in this to be ready. What is Jupiter doing to me is the name of the show tonight. Jupiter is right now getting ready to go retrograde. For those of you who tuned in and understand that, it means it's going to go backwards. It also is a positive time tonight that we're going to talk about with the planets. Mercury retrograde right now is making communication go. This is a time to get a reading, to get with one of us psychics, because the communication is going the opposite. It shows it's going away from the planet, retrograde. The planet is pulling our communication where it's difficult to communicate. Things are going haywire. Things are happening. It's also a time to fix and repair things that are going in with the Mercury. Now let's go a little step further. Those of you who know about Saturn, Saturn right now is the planet that is in karma. It's right now in the house of Scorpio, which rules sex, occult, working with energies, beginnings, religion, and power. So those of you who are working with those words, this is a time for you to get what you want with the karma of it. We're all having those tests. Even more exciting today is those of you who have understood it and the gateways and the work with ascension and work that we're working on, we have now opened up a gateway to heaven that is working with unconditional love. It's a very positive gateway, and it's putting that work there at nights. With this happening with Jupiter, we are getting in our energies. All of us are getting download. Now, you know, obviously all of you know about a computer download. It's the same thing when your guides are doing the same thing there. You're getting download. You're being put into the work. You're being raised into a vibration, whether it's angel work or if you're in your goddess work or your other work. I want to thank all of you guys. Make sure and get a hold of me through there on Facebook, because we're going to be talking. Everybody's typing. We're going to be giving away a few prizes. They're in the Psychics Gone Wild room. That's PGW room. And we welcome all of you guys there. I want to make sure that all of you are getting what you need to have, because when we're talking about those planets, that Saturn is not only strengthening up the karma, but as we were just talking about, the Jupiter is downloading. That means that your dream state, your three chakras that are being worked with mainly, as we just went over, is Mercury with your blue. The heart chakra is often because of the download of going worth. But this time, because of what we've got going on with Saturn, we're being worked with our yellow and our orange chakra. So emotionally, you're getting downloads. Anybody that has not ever went through a download, I'm going to explain a little bit, so bear with me, everybody. A download is when you're sleeping and you're getting knowledge downloaded into you from your guides or a higher power, and they're telling you different information. Now, we've had a lot of you guys have went through this and know a lot. You'll have situations where the guides are telling you, this is what I need to do. I'm feeling these are people. All of a sudden, people start coming in your life, and you're like, wow, deja vu, miracle. This person was brought in dream energy. Correctly, the mission will always do that, and that's what you want. Your guides are working with what we call God's neglected gift, your dream state, the purple energy, your top crown chakra, giving you information. In this case, because of what we've got some very exciting things. We've got emotion being downloaded into us for the new beginning, which with its unconditional love means empath. And all you guys get a hold of us at 773-897-6461. For those of you calling in to get the free readings, we're going to be giving a few readings. It's me tonight, say we, but I, Jethro, individually will be giving you a mini reading. I also encourage all of you that are calling in to make sure you go to my site, thejethrosmith.net. That's www.jethrosmith.net. That way you can get in on this and say, hello, I listened to the show. Get in on the contest. We'll be giving away an email reading tonight. That means you can send in two pictures and three questions about your future and have a free email reading by yours truly. It's something that's usually a $45 value, but I'm giving it away free tonight for those of you guys to let me know. Please, check it out. What I love for you guys that we're talking about is we're talking about that download. Now, emotionally, if you're feeling energies in the day and they're not explainable, now this means that if you're in a good, positive relationship and for some reason you're feeling emotions that are not coincide for your relationship, if you're feeling questions and answers, be sure it's download. Download is when it's coming in from your own body. Anyone who knows how to meditate, a quick way to do this, you're doing your breathing exercises. When we're having download your light in through your nose, you hold the energy and you go to each chakra and you feel that chakra. Now, this is not just sensing the color. All of you guys know what that is. You go in, feel the light bring, and you feel the green, and you add to it. That's seeing. That's seeing without looking. You're seeing the energy, but you're not looking right at it. You're bringing it in, and you're feeling that chakra. Feeling it is actually moving the chakra clockwise. See what I'm saying? You're feeling it by sensing it. Your top of your head is 12. Your left hand is 3. Your feet are 6. Your right are 12 or 9. Ugh, listen to my clock. Mercury retrograde works. Your head is 12. Your left hand is 3. Your feet are 6. Your right hand is 9. Feel the energy. Look at that chakra. Now, I talked to you about the three chakras that we're working with. You want to work starting at the bottom, obviously, always with your chakras and go up from your first one is red. But you can go do your red do and start feeling those chakras. Start going with it. You will feel the sensations of the download. As you're doing this, you'll start to get sensation. For those of you who are doing Pilates and yoga, same effect. Breathe it in, do your exercise, feel the one that you're working with that chakra, and go ahead and do this. A couple of years ago, you guys on the show remembered this. I'm going to go through a little bit of the metaphysical for the new people. If you're doing your red chakra should be where you're grabbing a hold of your legs, your back is flat on the floor, and you're pulling your legs up. With your hands down, touching at your ankles, you're pulling the energy right there. You should keep your back flat, your neck and head still on the floor. Pulling that energy with your hands, you will feel that sensation of the red chakra. Moving your legs up to your stomach. So you've got your knees up, folded, bring them up. You've got your hands, and then fold them up, hold the knees. That energy there, pulling that energy with your hands there, you will feel that energy of it. And those of you who are, like I said, working with those chakras, remember, you do the same thing with the other chakras. You always do the energy of count in. So you're feeling it, light in, and then out. We're feeling the chakra. So let's go to the second one. Those of you who remember from before, it's the what we used to call the London Bridge. Those of you put your feet, your hands down, put your hands behind you at your shoulders where your hands are up, put your feet, raise yourself up, London Bridge, where you raise yourself up to a stretch. This is the orange chakra exercise. This is a great way. You will feel sensation from that orange. Those of you know it's a couple inches below your belly button. Feeling that sensation. You're feeling sexual arousal, and there's no any accountable reason. You normally have been a person who did not like sex and you like sex, or you're getting sensations of different individuals. Sometimes this will happen when they're giving download. It does not mean that you are sexually being brought to that person, even though a sexual attraction could happen there is also. It means that your guides are giving you download, telling you need to look into this. Often the power will do this, and that means you're to learn something from that person. So pay attention to your own, listen to your own vibration. This is a spiritual path. Remember, a lot of individuals take this wrong. I'm getting these emotions, and they find out that they're gravitating towards this person to learn from them, and they're feeling a sexual attraction. Thus, the teacher effect of crush, you know, that we all have on our counselors or our teachers or people that help us. So continuing on, we're working here really good and strong. You've done that exercise. Feeling that? Now, the next most powerful one is that yellow. The yellow one is where you reach down and you're hugging yourself. You put your hands across your stomach and cross. This is one of the few times you cross your energy to do it. But you cross right at your waist with your hands. You raise energy and you hold that energy. You do a count and you feel it. Emotions in the yellow right above will oftentimes be a lot stronger, and you'll feel that. This is Psychic Jethro, and I'm helping all of you guys. We're talking about chakras. For those of you guys that are all coming in, you'll have to listen to the archives to catch what we're doing. We're going to talk about the Jupiter and the planet. What it is doing with these two chakras, as I was saying earlier, with the orange is it's putting energy into it and download at night. Same thing big time with the yellow. You will be getting different emotions. This is a really good time for your exercise to remember to do a lot of breathing. Light in through the nose. Hold. Full lung breathing. Hold the light. Count. A good count is very much with it. If you're a smoker, you can get by with maybe 4 or 5 because you're not using your full lungs. A good count is about 7, 8, 9. That's counting. Just relax like that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Breathe in. You're doing that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Hold the breath. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and release. 1, 2, 3, 4. See what I'm doing? That will give you the energy. Feel that sensation. Now, you're going to sense things with that emotion. Just go on with the yellow. Do the same thing. The rest of the chakras, because of what we're working on right now, we're going to go ahead and just do the energies because of time allowed. We'll get into the other ones. I'll work with you guys a little bit more. Get a hold of me for my classes. Make sure you're doing the light in. Breathing. Those of you who've ever worked with the heart chakra know a lot of times you want to make sure and put the energy of your hands together doing pressure. Those of you remember they used to do muscle exercise or telling where you put your palms of your hands together and push. And you're like pushing and you'll feel the muscles. And it's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Breathe. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Those are the most intenser energies to do. Then, like I said, just keep doing that. Feel the sense. And those of you who are masters that are stronger, as you're putting in that energy, feel the chakra. Feel it moving and around. Feel it moving and around. Now, this is a multiple task, and it's okay. It takes a little while. For those of you guys at first, just continue with feeling it, sensing it, and seeing that color and adding to it. After you get done and you've done your 7 chakras, make sure the pieces you felt there you write down, because this is the download. And the good way, someone is sending to you, let's say someone's over here saying, you should sell me your property at $10,000 less than what you have. Well, you're getting that and you're going, my guides are telling me to sell my property $10,000. How did I know another person didn't send it? Because it's being sent to you. This is how you know. You feel this within your body. Your body and your temple, your energy and your kundalini moving around are in there. Someone is telling you, I love candy. You should eat a whole bag of it. And I'm just using silly examples. You'll obviously go, it's going to make me sick. But if they're telling you, like I said, $10,000, you could sell your property, and it was someone right next door who was sending it, who wanted to get it a deal. So make sure you're raising your energy so that you hear them. I want to live in 3 addresses. Great idea, and you're very confused. What am I guys saying? Stop, especially during download time, and this is a little harder for those of us that are reading. Feel the energy and go through each one. The address, and do the first address. And do it in the heart chakra. Remember, that's where you read, there in your stomach, your gut feeling, in the heart chakra. Emotionally, you will probably be tied to one place or the other, and you'll feel your yellow. If it cramps, that may not be the one. If it feels like a tingling, you know, the butterfly feeling, that's the place. The heart chakra, the same feeling. Ooh, I feel a little nervous anxiety. This is telling you that your body's not going to resonate to that place or that idea or that question. Very simple, just like the pendulum. If it goes circle, it means yes. If it's going back and forth, it means no. I love all of you guys. We have so many calling in. Yes, this is Psychic Jethro, and I want to thank all of you. This is a 2016 show, first time. We're back. We're working together, and I'm going to be bringing in some of our friends along the way through the months. I want all of you guys that are calling in to get those questions there together. I do caution those of you who have your other shows. We love you guys. We've been doing this for a long time, too. Please, if you're calling in to do an advertisement, I politely ask you not to do that because it's like, I'm over here and I'm doing my show. That's just please out of fairness of the show. I have a couple of you guys that are friends that want to say hi. That's fine. But, you know, we're here tonight to help everyone. What are you doing to me, Jupiter, is what the show's about. Jupiter, the planet, works with manifestation. It works with abundance. It works with your energies. What is going on in your life right now? It with the new changes, especially with this new gateway opening, those of you who know what I'm talking about, there's just been a new energy that they have put forth, the angels and the guides, that they're putting out, that it's like no matter what you want to talk about with it, this part of Jupiter is raising that vibration. So the unconditional love, and those of you who are twin flames, love flames, those is even more significant. If you, when you are putting out a love, an unconditional gateway is open with the heaven ways, above us with the hierarchy, it's a good one. Remember when we did the 11-11s? Remember when the gateways opened and the power came down with the creativity? And the other part, the part that we've always had, is we found a positive union. We found a union and a peace. We've proven through scientific tests love unconditionally put together will bring down the police rate. Those of you know, a full moon is a time when the water is high, the tides are going, and it's really, whoa, people are just, you know, from nurses and doctors and police will tell you this is a time that's very chaotic. Remember, what you want to do is you want to be able to look at this and take the same kind of energy. Okay, you know that it's a full moon. This is a time that's a little woo, you're emotionally. You know that you're having download. Take a little time and see what it's giving you because they're giving you good stuff. A lot of times, two people will get new guide work. Now, this is something that you'll hear this a lot in metaphysical. You are grounding. You need grounded. A lot of us will need this during this time, more extra, more walking, more breathing, more working with your red chakra, bringing that red down into the ground roots to make sure you're grounded. One of the best things to do during grounding, and this is, be careful of your diet, if you can eat natural, eating will ground you. You know, we know other bad habits that ground you, and I know I've had that habit, and that's unfortunately a bad one, is smoking. But the good thing is if you can find other ways which are healthy for you, eating, exercise, stretches, and especially working within the yoga or other ways will ground. You have to be very careful of, and that's what I was saying with the eating, is obviously you want to make sure you're at a good level that is keeping you there. You also want to spiritually make sure that you're getting your needs met. So those of you tuning in, I want to get to you. This is, what is it doing to me? Jupiter is going to be going retro, which means it's going to be pulling energies. I've had a lot of individuals say their goals are changing. They don't feel intent. This is what we call, you know, when you've got that strong a planet, it's been getting ready, and we're going to have it for the next couple months. It is a good planet. It's one that you want it to be doing that. You definitely want to be getting all of your energies met with what you're looking for. And when I say energies, what your goals are, what you want in life, put it together so you're not just saying, I want to be at the next raise. Be more big specific. We've talked about this before. You know, no matter what you're looking at or whatever you're saying, you've got to be able to clearly pick your battles strongly. So set it down. Do some little bit of work on it. I want to be have my book written at this certain time. I want to be clearly living and making this income from what I've got. I want my job to be everlasting work. I want to be completely working out everything that I have asked, and I'm giving you examples here, but you've got to sit down with yourself, your dreams, your goals, and make sure that you're doing that. You know, those of you who are writing out these things for Jupiter, you want to manifest the biggest thing, and then make sure I will have it and going with it. So you're going to be feeling the sensations. Anyone that I've got a couple of you guys write me here, Jethro, I've had a problem with my wife for 2 months. She seems to be very emotional with me about different things that I thought were already handled. We have not ever really fought hardly, but different situations keep coming up. There's exactly. There's downloading. Take the time. Listen, be patient. Work with each other. If your wife is feeling it, it's inner chakras and it's going through the energy. You don't want to bury a thing out. You know, they say bury it, the hatchet down so you don't have grievances, but talk it out. Figure out what's going on and be a little patient. This is a common pattern. I have another gentleman right here that his best friend was mad and they have seemed to have gotten over it, and now in the last couple months, now they're back and they're upset again, and they're wondering if they should end the friendship. Not during this time. Give it a couple months. Be very casual with the friend. I'm not saying that you should let the person be abusive to you, but be a little leniency. Take a little time back. Let them go through this. Then try a little later to talk with them. You know, this is a busy week for us. You know, it goes directly on today, May 9th. The energy moves direct, and it will come more in the midweek. We'll have a sense of smoother ride then a little bit too. So we're just coming into it. Today's the 9th, so you guys, you know, let's set back. Let's talk about Jupiter is a high vibrational energy. And when it's on track, we'll feel like we have the wind in our sails, more like, you know, we have in recent weeks. We feel like we're moving back in our tracks. But Jupiter will help us feel less pressured. It's like what it's saying, it's a high vibrational energy. And it means that when we're going through this, that this is a time to go, it's like we're going a little smoother. And so it's due to go in autumn. So let's get, what I'm trying to tell you guys is as we've gotten back on track, we've got this time to go, and it's going to be going in about the fall of it. So those of you tuning in, I've got a couple of you guys going, Jethro, you're not on your times. I'm not explaining myself because of Mercury. Right now, it was retrograde and it's gone back, so things are better for us. This is the time to be doing the things we're doing. Those of you who are working with your working with the underworld or different planets or working with things on the other side, and I always say the other side of the veil, or working with it, working on it, doing it, this is a time to make sure there's a sense that it's working with correcting the karma with Saturn right now. So this is a really good time for you. That it means there's a lot happening behind the scenes. On the surface, in the daytime, you'll have a relaxing, you'll feel love and harmony. There may be a lot of deep work going on in the backstage with you, though. Because at the night, you're going to get your emotions, your energy upgrades, as I was talking about, your unconscious material, which is people feeling other fights. And often you'll be made aware of the deeper realms. There's a blow-up of a negativity arising from the unconscious. This blow-up, this negativity may be coming from other work of it. You'll see people have problems with relationships. You'll see them have problems with finances, their jobs. For no reason, there is something going there. Be very aware of it because this is the time that it's doing it. You know, there's also, we're going through like upgrades both with the parts of the solar plex I was talking about, the orange. This is your willpower, your vitality, your self-worth. Also your power chakra, sexuality, creativity, and well-being. You know, the throat is the what. So make sure you're going into it. I want to tease a couple of you. You've got a couple of you typing me a little bit. Please go into the room. We got chat room on. This is Psychic Jethro. I want to thank all of you coming in. Hello, 860. This is Psychic Jethro. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
Amazing. I apologize. I'm trying to get a lot of information out here. Is this helpful? Is it helping you? You've been on here quite a bit. We got quite a few of you started out with me.
What was that? I'm sorry.
Hello. I hope is this informative for you? I can apologize. We're having a little bit of.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes. I have a question about relationship. I'm looking.
Perfect. Give me your name.
It's Amy.
Okay, Amy. I need to get permission from your guys to read you. May I call you Amy?
Yes.
Okay. No problem. And what is it about relationship?
Yes. I feel like I'm a twin flame myself.
Excellent. Very good question. And that's something that this is exactly what this is affecting with the twin flames that we're talking about. And Amy, you with this person, you are both, did you notice when people are around with you too, and if you touch each other or you talk, that people feel that same sensation? If you're loving towards each other, people are loving. If you're fighting, then people get into arguments for no reason.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
When you think of the other person, they automatically know it. Whether you're in the same state or even close, they feel the sexuality of you because you're feeling wanting to be intimate.
Yes.
Hey, then you pretty much are, you're close to getting a twin flame. You have dreams in that. You go with that person into their dreams. You're able to feel them in and out of your dreams.
Yes.
Okay, yes, definitely.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
That's cool.
Go ahead.
No, you're okay. Go ahead, Amy.
No, I was just saying that's why I feel like he's so close to me, and you know, so just wondering what's happening for divine timing. Is it that's basically it?
Oh, this is good. Now let's make sure here, and that's why I asked permission of you to read you, Amy. If he is a twin flame in timing and energies, you're being brought together in the times we are to become more entwined, to be the life, to be the force. Your light will come out and work together. If you're a soul flame and you're working together in soul energy, then you two are being brought together for a lesson. And the best way to do this, and this is the way I do it, is I do a reading with the couples because you want to see both of your energies. Let's say to you it's a soul flame because you both were soul energy, but your mate, the other person, this is a karmic energy because they didn't make all the lives that you did. Does that make
right.
sense? Someone,
yeah.
you look at you, okay, we have patterns. We know we've all went through different lives together. We come together with our soulmates or our karma. Karma means that you're working that out, obviously karma, and you two are working together. Let's say you both had 8 or 9 lives together where you did so phenomenal that this life, they put you together in the 10, 11 to work it out, and you had a life where you got a little honorary and you were over being a head ruler in some place that took off a bunch of heads because they made you mad.
Yeah.
That karma
yeah.
will affect the love. And you know, and so those people will have to be paid karma back. And this is where people will argue with me. And they'll say, well, Jethro, soulmate, they are my soulmate. Talk to me a little bit of patterns here. Do you guys notice numbers with you guys?
Yeah, well, I definitely, I mean, when I look at the time, it's 333, 444, 111. I just happen to catch it before it turns. It's
angel work.
Yeah.
You definitely have a stronger twin flame. Karmically, we'll do some of the angels, but if you're getting all of those numbers together, it's a higher set. Do you physically feel aches and pains for no reason because they're feeling them?
Yeah, I mean, I'm so super sensitive, and that's part of the because I've done so much work on myself. I've learned to love myself unconditionally. What's so important, it's a whole soul. To me, a twin flame is a whole soul meeting another whole soul. And we meet
yep.
for a mission together. So that we've already done the karmic stuff separately. That's why we haven't met physically. So I feel more whole every day. I'm just so in love with myself, and it sounds vain, but it's not. Because I...
No, you're on it. I love you, and you do, and that's the good thing with it. And, Amy, that's what it is. And what I love what you said with the energy, too. They also will tell you very much, and this is where you'll see with other individuals with it. Why, and this is why I go up, because the 3s, 7s, and 9s, you know, of a relationship. I've seen karmic mates get together in all my years of being in Sedona and all places where just what you said, and things will come into play as it needs to go. I do feel that this person is yours. I feel very strong with it. I'm also being told that the guy said that you two have completed a lot of your energy together. You're not getting a lot of the other negative with it neither, because you've worked out what you wanted to have happen. You didn't, I feel like the agreement was there. You'll notice, how long have you guys been together?
I haven't met him. That's the thing. It's just, I feel him. I have not met him yet.
Okay. All right. And I've seen this too, and I've seen people do it through dream state or through the other energy. So it's, that's been cool, Amy. So that tells me that once you two have gone into the energy, I've had this quite often with people with it, you'll go through the 3, 7, 9s of the years, and then you'll know where you are. I've seen people live together and never apart. I mean, they also, and I will tell you, twin flames pass close together within 3 days. So this is where the energy through all the years of our study, the other part that the love will even happen for you is that karmic intent for each other, soul flames, will also bring them in. So I'm excited. They're not telling me when they're going to bring the person, so it tells me we want to make sure this is someone that's on this side. You know, there is people you know, and you've seen Patty Negri on here. She's phenomenal, many years, who people are making love and have energies with ghosts. They do a lot. There's also people who have karmic lines that person is not reincarnated this time.
Yes, yes. Absolutely.
I know we've got photos of that and proof of it, and it's a very unique thing, but it does happen in this. So, Amy, I love it. The guys are telling me that you've got this energy. I'm seeing you get a positive answer, and I feel that there is a – I'm going to just go ahead from what I'm getting and feel that this person will be in the relationship with you within the next couple months. I feel that you're going to have the answer there. I also feel like this is what you had wanted and put your energy and guide for Amy, was to make sure that you had that strength there with it. It's very interesting. I thank you. I apologize. We got so many. Please call back and go on JessicaSmith.net. Say Amy said hi and thank you for calling in. Maybe you could win the reading. I'll do whoever wins. We'll call it out next week on the show. I'll pick a winner, and if whoever wins, I'll read that. It would be good to see your aura and see if it's a real person or if it's someone that's, you know, a live person, I should say, or a real spiritual, you know, on the other side, etherical person.
Absolutely, and I really do feel your connection in the sense of I feel you're a healer. And keep it up, keep on shining. You're amazing, full of yourself. So thank you.
Oh, thank you, Amy. You rock. Blessings to you. Call again. I love you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. All of you calling in tonight, this is Jethro, Psychic Jethro here, and we're having a little blast. But talking about the Jupiter, what have you done to me? What's going on with karmic flames, spiritual flames? This is getting wild. I'm having so much fun. We just talked to a wonderful person named Amy, and we're going to grab that phone again and do some more of that. It's Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you, 856? How's your night going?
It's going good. How are you, Jethro?
I'm real good. Can you tell we're giving a lot of information? Are you getting stuff out of it? I have some of them tell me, go, Jethro, you're giving us so much data.
Oh, no, it's all good. I think it's informative. It helps us, you know, it helps us. It's very good. Thank you.
Thank you. And I love it. I'm Jethro, and your name?
Oh, this is Laura.
Welcome, Laura. I love to read for you here. I'm feeling energy. I feel like you've got something here. Are you calling about relationship, or is there something going on with a decision here?
Oh, well, I've got a decision to make, yeah. Why, are you picking up something about that?
I am. I apologize. Being born with this and all the years of it, I got both, and I get in trouble that goes so much. But I was just feeling that there is a decision, and that's why I feel like that was kind of what they want to look at of the two. And I feel like you need to – I feel like what we were just talking about, you called a perfect time tonight with the energy. It's not just a guide work, but there's something happening for you that this is meant to be significant. You can't – this is not an easy decision is what I'm being – and I keep feeling heart and emotion. I feel like you're emotionally – not able to make the decision because you're uncertain.
Yeah, that's a pretty good, accurate reading there. I'm trying to decide about buying a house, and I feel uncertain about the stability at work.
Very good one. Wow. And that's why it's tied to both the two, the heart and the substance and the yellow of emotion and the intellect, because your work and your, you know, and doing it. I am being told, the guy said, you know, they're not building any more land. They're telling me, the guide said, it's good for you because, you know, you are a survivor. And look at it this way. Your work's always going to be a little different, and you're a good person. I think that you, and Laura, I apologize, but I feel like you always are on top of things. And the benefit that's happened is you have a work that's not easy. So they're really why would, it's always looking for a stabler time may not come along. I feel like that whatever's happening there is crazy, a little chaotic.
Yeah, it is. But it just seems that's the way. It just seems like that's the way it goes because I'm a contractor. I always manage to find work, but it just feels unstable. And you know, there's a lot of layoffs and things going on at work. And I don't know what to do, whether I should go forward with the house or, you know, wait. But I feel like this is the year that I have to make up my mind to do it.
I feel you will, and I feel it's going to be a good decision. They're telling me it's very much you will, and they're saying yes. And this is perfect for what we're talking about with this download, because this is a major decision, and so you've got all of it, the power chakra, the root chakra, your survival because of a house. You've got your emotion chakra, your heart and feeling valued, your verbal because of work and being able to communicate and have it, your indigo because you're looking at your psychic ability of, is this the time or should I not, and your purple because this is where you sleep and where you astrally will be, you know, connected to the realm of Earth. So this is a good one. This is something I would sit down and contemplate different areas with it and do what we just talked about. Breathe it in, do the contemplate, and then feel it, because they're telling me yes, but they're telling me that you have a couple of choices. Obviously, because places would be good, and obviously you have to really, you need your own substance. There's something important going on for you. That's what they're saying. They said one way or another, you need to have that place of your own.
Yeah, I do. I really do. This has to be the year. I'm getting, you know, I get upset with myself. And I just got to do it, Jethro. This has to be the year. I can't go another year.
I feel it. And those kind of feelings is what you're getting, we're both getting from the guys, is the urgency of it. They don't want you to go any longer. They want you to do it. They're also telling me that it's important not only to your livelihood, but it's important to your mental. And the guides will do that. They know. I never go against gut intuition like that, because I've always been able to be really accurate. Sometimes they don't tell all of it to us because they don't want us to shoot ourselves in the foot, or they don't want us to miss the karma. I mean, sometimes, you know, as humans, we will. And I can feel that with you. They're telling me that this is. I do see that it seems like it's feasible. It's just because of all the stuff that's been going on, you're not wanting to get stuck.
Yeah, that's true. And
I'm
going to be looking at a house on Saturday, and it's a little bigger than I had planned on the house. So I'm not sure if that's the right house or not, but I put a bid on another house that would have been perfect for me, but I lost that bid to a higher bidder. Are they giving you any idea when they see me finding the ideal house, or is it the one on Saturday I'm going to look at?
Wow. Give me some numbers here. You can give me street number, just the numbers. You don't have to give me all of it, just the street numbers of the two. I'll tell you which one is better.
Well, the one I was hoping for that I got outbid on, I keep hoping that's going to fall through and that they're going to come back to me. And that house number is 9.
Okay. That I feel like that one's something's gone on there with that one. I don't feel like that's it. I feel like it's the other one, because they're showing me the other energy towards the other place. I feel like that one there has gone through something. There's other people or something on that house, or something going on there that you want to make sure that you don't get stuck with anything that's not positive. I feel like there's other outside influences or something around that house that's fighting for it, and you don't want that. You're a very strong person, but you don't play well under games. You just want to get in, do your thing, and not have any weird energy around you.
Yeah, that's true. Now, the house I'm looking at on Saturday, the numbers is 4 and 5, and again, that's an energy number of 9.
It is again. Well, you have you got Scorpio around you, Aries, something?
No, not that I'm aware of.
What's your astrology?
I'm Libra.
Libra. So you're the balancer in between you're the marriage sign between the Virgo and the Scorpio. So the 9 would resonate, because 8 is a Libra number, but it would resonate very strong with you and other workings too. So this is what the power is. The 4 coming together with the 5 power, you need a solid house that has power for you. I feel like that's why it's so important for you to get it this year, because this is the year for what we were just talking about, Jupiter manifesting. What are you doing? Jupiter's putting pressure on you. Get in and get your house, Lori. Start building your castle, because the dragons are coming, is what they're telling you.
That's how I feel.
That's how it's feeling to me.
It has to be this year.
Yeah, it has to, and it will be.
So do you think it's this house, or do you think it's a different house coming? Are they giving you any idea?
They're telling me that it is that house, and they're telling me it is coming, that it's there coming in that house. I feel like you're going to get it out of the two that we talk. I feel that the house is there. I also being told that you got to be careful with what you've experienced lately, that you have some other family or other people that are going through some kind of pull on you, and you're kind of shielding yourself. That's why you want your own home. It's It's not work. Work seems to be good, but you seem to handle them. You know, and we're going to joke about you being an engineer. Engineers and contractors and people that do that, you guys are what we call, you know, you're not thriving under stress, but you have stresses and deadlines that are just, it gets to be a lot. That's what, and I feel like those people, I kept asking them, and they said, those are some of the people that rely on you. Some of your people relying on you, you're treating like family or something.
Well, I have a friend of mine that I help out every once in a while, from childhood, that she's not doing so well financially and all that. So, but she's, I don't know if that's who they're talking about though.
The pull, it is, and I apologize. They don't always show me who and where, but it just looked like it was very connected into you. This energy, the reason I bring it up, this is the time with Jupiter. You've got to teach her how to fish. You keep giving her fish, and you've got to teach her how to fish. They're telling me that we need to get her up more positive, more strengthen herself, and her knowing that. I mean, you've got to strengthen her up because it's hurting both of you. It seems like she's pulling energy from you, and it's not – it's like she's not grateful or something. I mean, she's grateful to you and liking you, but there's a part of her that's gotten a little codependent on that. You know what I mean? Where you come in and do
well,
it, I feel like
yeah.
We got to get her back up. Sorry, I didn't
I
mean
know,
to bounce your
I
friend.
I've been trying, but it's hard because, you know, when you go through struggles, it just seems people get down on themselves and then they lose confidence in themselves. And she's got so much. She's just so down on herself. I don't know how to help her. I've given her ideas of what she can do to make a living. She could work from home. She's got some health issues. But she's just gotten to the point where she's codependent on everybody. And I can't turn my back on her either because her family doesn't really help her out. So I don't know what to do with that situation. I've been thinking maybe I should move her in with me and then I could get her set up with a computer and get her working from home maybe. You know, but she lives like 6 hours away from me, so it's not like I can, you know, I can't direct that so much. I'm wondering if I should move her in with me.
That's what they're talking, and that's what this Jupiter saying, see?
What are they
What's
saying?
Her astrology?
Is that a good idea? Ooh,
what's her astrology?
I don't
what's
know
her birthday?
You know what? Let me see if I have it. Hold on. Let me see. Hold on. It might come up. I might have her in here. I usually. Oh,
okay.
August 20th.
Oh. Here we go. There's your Leo, and there's the energy here. Now, a Leo very much resonate with fire. These nines would go good because of the Scorpio. They're telling you this four and this five of power would go with it. This Leo is working energy out with helping you, and it is okay with the thing, but set your boundaries down. That's what they said. This person in the pole, make sure there's boundaries. Teach her how to fish. You said you're setting her up with a computer. That's exactly it. This is here, but put the boundaries. Okay, we're getting this here. We're doing the work. She will be able to help the other things. This friend will be your, she is your adopted family is one of the calls. But what is really good about it is it will be able to do it. During this time of Jupiter, it will go good because in the autumn, when it goes backwards, you guys are in for a struggle. So do it now. Get it set up, and your plan is to your favor. So, Lori, I hope I helped you. Was this okay? I got to go because they're going, Jethro, you're not giving us any time.
Thanks, Jethro. That's very helpful. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Remember to go over there and see if you win that reading. One of you guys is going to win the email. I'll send a picture. Send to www.jethrosmith.net. See, I listen to the show. I'll pick one email, and that person will win an email reading. You can send me a picture, and I'll read it for you with three questions for your future.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. Thank you.
You're welcome. All of you guys, this is Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Psyche Jethro having some fun. I hope you're having a wild time, too. Jethro, I listen to the show a lot. You've talked about these exercises. You always stop at the heart chakras. Give us more. Okay, the heart chakra we know is pushed together with your hands. The neck is where you reach up and put your fingers back. Hold on to your neck. Usually this exercise should be done, this one kind of standing up. Make sure you're stretching your neck completely to the back, completely to the right, completely to the left, down where your chin touches. Make sure you're stretching. Do the energy, breathing in at the same time. And remember, these exercises are all metaphysical. Make sure you've checked with your doctor. I'm not a medical practitioner. I'm a spiritual practitioner to make sure with health. But this will release stress. This is a really good releaser. It also will bring the blue. To do your head, to do the top indigo, which is important. I'm glad you talked. Touch your windows, which are your temples. Put pressure on your temples. Moving your temples, both clockwise, moving the energy. Visualize the back of your head, the pineal gland. Breathe it in light. Indigo color and out. The exercise for the top of your crown is to toss the top of your head, put pressure right on the middle. Those of you who know the soft spot, lightly put pressure here. Even as adults, that is a very center point. Put pressure where you start to feel a little pressure. Bring in light. Visualize the purple crown chakra and out. Do these exercises 3 times. There you go. Daniel's right and me, Jethro. I don't know what happened. I've been living in California for a long time. Now I'm living in over here in Colorado. Things are odd to me. Explain to me why my energies are having all this emotion. It's not where you're living. It's what's happening. All of us went through this. You were just put through this, Daniel, with the energy. If you're having things go on, make sure and get with me a little more. But I can tell you, just from what I'm telling you, these planets are making people emotional and feel awkward. Where you are right now, sit down and relax and find your spot, especially with Jupiter doing this. Take a couple of days. It will move you like it's supposed to move you. If you're meant to be in the career, like we were just talking about the person having a little problem at work, it will tell you. If you're not, you'll feel the energy, just like I was telling with these exercises of doing this. One of the best ways, this is what we do, is we do a reading with those of us of a psychic. I've had a lot of people call me and say, Jethro, I don't know. I don't know what's going on with me. That's sometimes when you really need a reading. The life, it just seems distant, and you seem a little bit with it. Then you sit down. Quick way, have one of us read. Someone's never read you, saw you, just a good reader, make sure you get a good one, and have them give you what they feel for your forecast. Any of you who have a chance, get my Uncle Jethro's book and do it yourself. You can take a playing cards, dominoes, dice. It's Uncle Jethro's Guide to the Six Fans, and you can use that book. It's very affordable. You can get it on Amazon. Buy Uncle Jethro's Guide. Sit down. I've got all the directions right in there. You'll enjoy it. And do it. If you're using a pendulum, or I think I put in there the dice in that one. I put the dominoes. I put the dice, and I put the playing cards, and you can use all those for it. So definitely check that out. See what you feel. I've got a lot of energy tonight, and I want to tease some of you. Thank you for writing in and noticing the first caller noticed that with the healing. That's what we really want to do. All of us want to be healing ourselves every day, because spiritually, we share that energy. During this time, make yourself a promise each day. I'm going to do something positive and light for someone else around me. Now, it cannot be with any intent. I'm going to send my boss a thank you card, or I'm going to give that extra, you know, dessert to my coworker to get points. It cannot be for that kind of reason. It needs to be, this feels like a nice thing to do, and then offer the gesture. Now, if the person says, okay, or not okay, you know, I don't want whatever the gesture is, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you've done the gesture. You're spreading the light. Make sure you do this a lot during this transition right now for abundance plans, because Jupiter also brings money. Jupiter is the one, like I said, for abundance. It will bring you plenty, but you have to share the wealth. And this is something a lot of people will say, okay, I went out and I just spent money. Don't go out and spend a big budget, but share a little of the wealth. Okay, I've got a budget and I've got this extra little, I'm going to go over here and spend this with a small business, or I'm going to spend the wealth. I'm going to enjoy this by helping someone over here that's doing crafts, something that gives that wealth. You do it with that intent and you leave it. It will spread the wealth. It will come back to you in many fold. I know of individuals who've done this for themselves in the left side. I'm having stress. They went out and spent. You know, live within your means. Do not go out and buy a $200 dress if your budget says you only have $25 in the month left to spend. Spend 10 of that in something good and feel good. You see how I'm working this? So you want to be able to do that for the abundance. I have a lot of friends who will tell me in the life that I've had with my, when I was reading there in Sedona and places there, that they would have times in their life that they, when this was going on with planets, where they just felt very, very sensitive and awkward. Take that time, write it out. Write out what you're feeling. You'll notice this. And breathe, bring in light. Do not take it out on someone else, because that's not spreading the wealth. That's spreading the chaos of energy. I've had individuals tell me that the best thing they like is to find a friend or someone to talk it out. Yes, if you have someone to share it, most of the time you want to take that somewhere and get rid of that energy. Work it out. Find some way to make that destructive creative, you know. Find something you can do there. I love all of you guys. This is Psychics Gone Wild. This is Jethro. We're talking about what are you doing to me with Jupiter. And here we go, 631. This is Psychic Jethro. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. This is Suzanne.
Hey, Suzanne, I'm glad you called in. I'm getting a lot of stuff out here. I feel like you're having fun. We've got quite a few people, and they're going, Jethro, you're just going all it tonight. But it's kind of a fun night to talk about the planets. What can I help you with, Suzanne?
Love, life, and career.
No problem. May I call you Suzanne? The guys are telling me, Suzanne, may I call you Suzanne?
Sure.
I'm having a little trouble. Okay, thank you. I want to make sure. I've had people call. You'd be surprised how people want to come and stump the psychic for some silly reason. What I'm feeling with you, Suzanne, it's really going really excellent for you, is they're telling me that I feel like that the relationship they're telling me with you is something that you're looking at, but you're having a little bit of difficulty. I feel like you have someone or something that's not coming to full. I feel like you have something that's trying to happen or someone that's there, and they're not able to get with you. Something's going on with you in a relationship.
Well,
now,
I met
a
on a blind
breakup?
Date, and I don't online. I don't know whether my gut should trust him and go on the date or not.
That's full frustration. And I feel like this is what's got you a little bit awkward. There needs to be that common ground, and you're smart about that. You want to meet in a place that's safe. You want to make sure that everything is
there. I met him once.
That,
I'm not sure if I can trust him. Like, as a person, I don't know, unless I'm just being too cautious.
See, that's the other part that's even going a little bit more of the awkward thing for him that is causing your energy with you is that I think I'm gonna go with this. I feel like that this has to take a little time. I don't think this person got the right first impression with you right. I also feel like your gut feeling is telling you something with this person that is correct. You have to take it real slow, and this person may not have the same ideals or trust that you have in what a relationship is. Ship and tells. That's what I'm feeling.
No, he liked me. We met for like 10 minutes. I don't think he got, you know, I didn't say anything wrong. I mean.
Yes. I feel this energy that's even going to happen for you and him is I feel like you guys are going to be able to be around, and I feel like it's going to go with the energy, but it's just slow. And that's what I'm telling. They're telling me that, you know, it's going to be a slow one with him. That's what I'm feeling. I just feel that very much. I do feel someone else is going to come in that may be a stronger relationship. I feel like he's okay. He's just not the right one for you. That's what I'm going to say. The guys keep showing
kind of,
a little bit,
but
of
I didn't want to judge it on the first time meeting them.
Yeah.
When
I,
do you
I
see
do
the
I
next
feel
person?
The two they're telling me that will be coming through with you, and some other things that you will have to be stronger with. I feel that's going to come in for you. They're telling me a little bit later on, like close to. I feel like the end of the month here, before June, but in May. I don't think it's that far. I feel like someone else, and it's like a date or a friend or something with it, and I feel this will be more compatible. The career, I feel like you're in a position that you need, something needs to shift, or something hasn't completely came through for you yet, but you're trying to wade through something that's got you stuck, is what I feel like. I feel like you've got a ceiling job or something. Something's holding you there.
Well, I'm subbing as a teacher, a teacher assistant. I don't know if I can get a job now anyway, or like I'm trying to make my name known. I don't know if it's going to happen now or September.
I would say September, and I feel like that whatever that is, it's holder will come through, and I feel that you will get it, and I feel like that's what's holding you. I feel like you're a good person. I feel like you've got it, but like you said, in getting the name there has done that. I feel like that's what's causing it. You know, very much with it. So, and I keep getting told by the guys that you are making more ground than you realize. You just have to take it. Sometimes you're a very good person and very strong with things happening, and I feel like that's what's taking its toll. I feel like that's what it's going into, what needs to take its whole situation for you is making sure that everything comes together, and I feel like it's just taking a little time. You've got some difficult adversaries there where you work. I feel like you're a good worker, but they're not sure, like they've got a high bar or something they've got there.
Oh, no, I don't know. I'm just subbing. I just started really subbing, so I'm in different schools all the time. I don't know. You know, I'm just trying to get a job for September full-time, either as an aide or an assistant.
Oh, that's what I'm getting with them with the criteria that I feel like you'll be in, and that's what they tell me in the fall. I'm gonna stick with that, and I feel like you're good. I feel like that part of what's getting you too is that you're good at what you've got, and I feel like that's what they're wanting. They're wanting you to. The guys are telling me that it's hitting that right time in the right place there, and I feel that's what's going to happen. They keep telling me a little bit of energy, like you're a strong person. Has this been with you in karma? You know, we're talking about Jupiter. Have you noticed that you seem to be, especially this last couple of weeks, where things are just like a lot happening around you? Because it's like there's a lot of strength around you. So it took me a little bit to read through it. I feel like there's a lot of energy around you right now.
Yeah, there is. I was thinking about a man from the past who's a little bit younger than me. Do you see him ever calling me?
I did feel the energy there, and I do, and that's ironic because I thought it was someone coming back around, or it might be the new person. I do feel there's someone. I don't think you and him are done with karma, but I feel like something's. I feel like he's in the same tension. You and him are got karmic energy, and what's happening is he's going through like what you are right now with all this stuff around him causing it, and he's. It's like his life is going too fast for him to catch on to what he wants or something. Something's not right for him in his path right now. They said later on he would probably make contact. I feel you two are not done. Yes.
Like when?
I feel like it'll be probably around the last of this year. I don't think it's soon. I feel like it's later on. I feel like he's still. It's funny. I feel like you're in your thing with the fall. You got more stability, and I feel like he's able to say this is where I'm at. Then. It's like he's still getting his.
Yeah. Someone told me he got married. I don't know.
I don't feel that. I don't feel he's happy. I think there was a possibility, but I don't feel it. So, but I thank you, Suzanne. We got to go. They're giving me that buzz. But I thank you for calling Psyche's Gone Wild. Please, you know, check out the website at the www.jethrosmith.net. And thank
okay.
you.
All right. Bye bye.
All of you guys call in. We want to welcome all of you. This has been really fun. This is Jethro, and I want to tease some of you guys. We will be having another show on. I got a lot of you going, Jethro, you tuned in a later time. Yes, we are on. You just got to check. And always check with the archives. I want to thank all of you new callers that called in. Please keep us, you know, in your box. Call back. We want to check with you again. Doing this for years. Those of you know, I've done this for, you know, almost 30-some years professionally, doing this out, working with people. I want to thank all of you. Remember, don't. You know, if you get a chance, check out our other psychics that are phenomenal. Patty Negri, Dina Flanagan, Jan Bach-Drakey, Lori Connell. Check them out. Go in and check out these other people. They are phenomenal. We all love you. We're here. Let me know what's going to happen and the fact that I'm psychic, and I'll let you know what's going to happen and the fact that we'll contact. So it's good to see with Jupiter. Definitely do that. Blessings to you and to yours, and I will be looking forward to talking to you again next week. Have a great night.